I have it. The 5 minute var tonight, first of all, just is going to be l'nishmas to very special people. This is supposed to be very close with a mishpacha that's mamish, that's like mishpacha. Mishpacha that's like mishpacha to me in so many ways. It's only the 5 minute var, so I can't talk about them, but they're of the most halakhic people in the whole entire community. The Seltzer mishpacha. And David Seltzer, so his parents' yahrzeits, both of his parents' yahrzeits over the next 2 days. Tomorrow and Erev Shavuos, Friday and Shabbos. So this 5 minute var should be, for the Nilas Achag, Bez Hashem is going to be Leon Nishmas, both parents, and the 5 minute var as well. Leon Nishmas, Yisachar Dov ben Harav Ruvain, and Miriam Bas Yitzchak, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah, is going to be Melitim for the Heligan Mishpacha, to be Zoych to be Tan together, Mashiach Skin and Berev Yemena. So we know there's a minhag to have dairy, to have chalav, and Shavuos. And there's so many different answers brought down, so many different reasons brought down. Obviously, the Torah is compared to Dvash v'Cholov. And we all know different. I'm not going to go through it all right now. But I saw a new Torah from the Halakha Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says that when you had a cow, you can take the milk and you have the ability to separate it into different things. You could take off the shuman and make it into chama, make it into butter. And if you do that, then you take different parts of it and make it into cheese. And then what you have left over that, what's the noisar, the most inferior then would be what's called mechalov. Mechalov is not even milk, it's just like milk water, like a milky water. That would be, if you separate it into those three categories, that's what you could have from the milk. Or, you could leave it together and have chalov. Don't worry about butter and cheese and mechalov. Just have chalov. Just have milk. And that milk is full of tremendous nutrients and so important for our health. As we know, a baby is mamish brought up and gives all its nourishment from that chalov, from that milk. So comes the Chassam Sofer and says, sometimes we like to separate Bnei Yisrael into all different types of groups. And we have those that are the most halig yidin, the Talmidei Chachamim, the Amal B'Torah. We look at certain Yidin as like mamish. They're the ones who have the Shas Yidin. And then you have the Beinanim. You know, they could be holding in a little Tanakh, a little Halacha. Maybe the Yeshiva Shemesechtas, they're holding in a little bit. And then you have the Nebuch, those who, yeah, they keep kosher, they keep Shabbos, they give a little staka, go to the rabbi's sermon. You know? And we separate into groups sometimes. Comes Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer is a minhag to have chalav. The minhag to have chalav is to remind us, don't separate into groups when it comes to Kabbalah Satorah. We're all one. The chalav means we don't separate into different categories. We keep it as one, and that's the most chashuv of drinks. So too, there's no separation. Torah is not just for the ilur. Torah is for every single yid. Torah is for every single one of us. Every one of us could have a deep kesher to Torah. And that's what we're reminded by the minhag of Chalav. There's no separations in Klal Yisrael. Every one of us could be Mekabel Torah. Every one of us could be an Amal B'Torah. Every one of us could be mamish, have a kesher with Torah in the deepest of ways. And there are no categories when it comes to Kabbalah Torah. And that's what we say as well by the Birchas Torah. We say, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim. He separated us one way from the Am. We as Yidin are the Am Nivchar. We can't be afraid to say it and be proud to say it. We're separated and we're closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom and we're princes of the Rabbeinu Shalom. But we're only separated from the Umos. Once it's Klal Yisrael, we're all one. And we can't separate into groups. We're all Shaykh Torah. Every one of us could learn Torah in our way. And every one of us could have a deep connection to Torah. And deep connection to learning Torah. And a deep connection to Hashem through the Torah. And who knows if you might have a bigger connection to what some people perceive as a Gadol Adar. We all could have deep charm to the Torah. And therefore deep charm to Hashem. And we're one group. I mean, that's why we're one. We're not in different groups as we're Mekabel Torah. It's not just for those special yidin that are sitting and learning a koilo. It's for every single yid. And maybe that as well. Maybe that as well is what that, as we said before in the longer shir, is the Gemara that tells us that we have galus, because we didn't say Berachas Torah Ma'avdar Haaretz Shelo Baruch Atar Tchila. You know what it means we didn't say Berachas Torah? Maybe it means we didn't appreciate at that time Asher Baruch Abanim Kalamim Naslan Torahso and no other separations. In that door, who was learning Torah? The Yechidim. The regular Hamonam, it's not for me, I'm not Shaykh the Torah. I have to work, I have a family, I don't have time, I don't have the ability. There was no connection to that bracha. We were separating Klal Yisrael into different groups. So Hashem broke all us. So I want every one of my Heilig Atayra children to learn Torah in whatever way they can. And it should be precious to every single one of us. Let's each and every one of us. As we enter into the Heilig Yantav Shavuos, be makabel to have that deepest, deepest connection to Torah that each one of us can have, in whatever way it is. And realize, Kiyem Chayinu Berachimeinu. That's going to be our chiyus. And especially if we're not zoich to live in Eretz Yisrael. If we have to be in Chutz La'aretz, then the only way to keep with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and keep the chizuk in our lives is with a deep connection to Torah. That Torah is the same Torah wherever you are. And if I'm connected to Torah, I'm connected to Hashem. And if we're connected to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, I want my Shechina back with my Yidden, with Klal Yisrael. And Bez Hashem Yisbarach, B'karav Mamish, bring us Mashiach Zakeinu, B'bin and B'sh Migdash, B'karav Mamish, Here be a man. She be hail the Shabbos Kodesh and a beautiful Yom Tov.
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabb